Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a little emergency in the studio. I guess one of these pins I had while I was marking articles blew up before it becomes a big conspiracy theory that it's a psychological ink test or something. I'm going to go run a special report and then wash my hands off before this gets all over everything and ruins another shirt. I don't know how much pin blew up over here. But I was already going to get to this, and I was going to get to it next segment, but I'm going to start getting to it right now because it's so central to everything we're talking about. Then we'll play this clip and come back, and I'm going to launch this larger discussion here. We're really being held hostage by a collection of Ivy League brats who got into power in the last 80 years and then who put their children and grandchildren and fellow travelers into power. And they really believe they own this country and rationalize themselves that they're the big guardians of it and everything. And then they've got a real perverted, sick, leftist ideology to prove how superior they are as a bunch of effeminate candy asses. And so that's why there's this whole anti-family, anti-God, anti-masculine agenda, because they've always hated the military and people that enforce what they're doing, but they're always threatened by them. What if they ever woke up to who they are? Well, they have woken up to who you are, so you're going to lose one way or another. The question is, how painful is this going to be for you? And I don't say it from a place of confidence. I say it from a place of research and action, direct action. So you like direct action, you're already seeing a lot of it, and you're going to see a lot more of it, different types of it, the more you keep pushing. That's just a fact. But here's Tucker Carlson laying this out with a guest. The full report's on Infowars.com. It deserves to be shared. He talks about how the establishment really hates our representative democracy, and they really think they own it. They're what you call dictators, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
So, Ned, you know, for the first, I would say, couple months that the squad became prominent, it was a Republican talking point to say, for obvious reasons, that they're really in charge of the Democratic Party. But it's starting to kind of seem true.
Oh, absolutely. I think with every passing day, Nancy Pelosi is really speaker in name only. The inmates have taken over the asylum, which isn't really that surprising, Tucker. The parasitic far left has been eating the Democratic Party from within for years, and now it's coming to the surface. And you're right. They're an amazing blend of ignorance and petulance and stupidity and hatred. I mean, the fact that they're selling shirts for $19.99, to which I say knock yourselves out. Since Nancy Pelosi announced impeachment, Trump has raised $13 million for his reelect. But then you have Adam Schiff out there deciding that the chairmanship of the House Intel Committee is now a platform for parody. It's pretty amazing to watch. The thing that's crazy to me is Dems are willing to destroy all of these norms because Orange Man bad. If you think about what's taken place over the last 2.5 years, Russiagate, collusion, Ukrainegate, all of this stuff, it's about one thing, Tucker. It's about policy differences. They cannot stand the fact that they are not in power and that Trump has a different approach to governing not only domestically but on foreign policy as well. And so now their new approach and all of this, we shall impeach all things. We'll impeach Kavanaugh. We'll impeach Trump. Based off what? Nothing. Policy differences.
So you got to kind of wonder, once these people take full control, formal control of the party, and that's only a cycle or two away.
That's right.
Do people like Adam Schiff really believe they're going to continue to run committees? I mean, there's not going to be a place for Adam Schiff.
No. The amazing part is, if you study history, these revolutions have a way of eating themselves. Just look at the French Revolution and Robespierre. So I think they're going to start to realize this will eat. They'll start eating each other. But as you go down this path, I think it shows how deranged they are. Look at the impeachment polls this week. In the midst of all of this hysteria about Ukrainegate, Politico Morning Consult only showed 36% of the American people supporting impeachment of Trump. Yeah. And if you get into the heartlands, where I grew up, talking. Impeachment drops to the low 20s, and you start to think about how stupid they are when you get to these swing districts of Oklahoma 5 and Illinois 14, which are real pickup opportunities for the GOP in 2020. They're going to make those members walk the impeachment plank and lose lose the majority. I really do think so in 2020 if they continue to push this, because I think impeaching Trump is a fool's errand being pushed by fools.
See.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're now in to hour number two on this November 3rd, 2019 Global Sunday Transmission. All right, we do have over-the-horizon radar aimed at the globalists. We know their plans, we know their operations, we know their different scenarios. And we know that their main operation sets on the public being dumb and distracted and not paying attention. So let me lay it on you right now, what they're currently doing and why they're so confident they can remove the president from office. If we're aware of their operation and aren't too confident ourselves, but are fully engaged with information, we are going to be able to really expose this in a big way. If we're overconfident, we are going to lose the farm here. And then they know that they have a huge awakening on their hands. They're going to come down on all of us harder than ever. And we're going to be forced to obviously really take the gloves off. And our children deserve that. They deserve to not have this system obsessed with brain damaging them and sexually abusing them and poisoning them in control of them. And so I tell my fellow humans, not just my fellow countrymen and women, that folks better really understand that our worst analysis, our worst case analysis of the globalists has turned out to be an understatement, and that it's far worse than we thought. The good news is that our enemies are very pathological and very predictable and can be defeated if you think of them as demons, as psychotic control freaks who just want to hurt people and destroy society and dominate others, then you'll know their next move. If you look at anybody like Pelosi or Hillary or Michael Moore or Barack Obama or George Soros and their controllers and believe anything they're saying at face value, then we're doomed. Now, let's just start walking through this. A lot of people say, hey, you were dead on right a couple months ago. There's never been really a real whistleblower. These are just partisan hacks, using the term whistleblower because it has some gravitas to it, kind of like the dossier. It's a fancy-sounding French word, dossier, dossier, just some made-up political opposition research. The Democrats paid their friends and family $40-something million dollars to cook up. But that's really the strength of it, is its weakness, is that they never admit who the whistleblower is, and they find some underlings that say they're willing to say they're the ones that first reported it, but then all the people actually in the room and the transcripts say the opposite, so they never want to identify exactly who it is. So now we learn the person trying to doctor the transcript comes out and becomes a whistleblower. And then, oh, somebody else, they won't say who they are. They won't testify before Congress, but we're supposed to just believe them like they're God themselves and not let Trump face his accuser. That's all being done because it's just like the Russiagate. There's never any proof, and it's always just another rumor, another lie, another hoax headline. So this is done by design to change the subject off of all the crimes the Democrats have committed and the things the deep state has done and all the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the crimes of the fake Russiagate investigation itself. So here's a CNN headline. Lawyer says whistleblower willing to answer written questions from Republicans. Now, you go through this, and it would read like Monty Python if the public was educated about due process and what the West stands for and what America stands for, but it doesn't. It goes on to say, well, they were talking about maybe testifying in secret, if only Democrats could ask questions, but now they're not. But since Republicans complain about due process, they can give the lawyer, who won't say who this person is, questions, and maybe they'll answer those. So you just give the Democratic Party, basically Schiff, a question. He goes into a black hole, and it comes back how the Democrats want to answer it. This is a complete joke. You couldn't convict Al Capone of these type of behaviors or Jeffrey Dahmer if you found them with the dead bodies, because the due process violations endanger everyone, so it has to be thrown out. Better than 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. You know that saying? That's because if you get a government operating like this, it's called the capital T word, tyranny. From tyrannus, meaning terrible leader. That's what tyranny means. It means terrible tyrant. Tyrant just means terrible, horrible, horrible management, horrible abuse, horrible corruption. Look at California falling into ruination right now, being sucked right at the last minute with all the Dems controllers moving to Texas, their next target, licking their lips. And their zombie hordes following them, escaping themselves. If you run from it, don't bring it. But that's what they're doing. They're running from themselves, and they bring themselves. Because for the higher-level Democrat, this is a left-hand path, Legion of Doom corruption. So we've got that. Trump, Ukraine whistleblower suddenly won't testify. Lawmakers break off negotiations amid new revelations. And Trump says this is an attack on America and our basic freedoms and our republic itself. And that's really, really what it is. I mean, it's an attack on due process. It's an attack on reality. But a lot of people are saying, and here's the key. Here's the big takeaway. A lot of people are saying, well, Alex, you know, don't worry. They're never going to pass the official triggering of the impeachment investigation in the House because they don't have any evidence, and they'll never have the Senate votes. You noticed on Thursday they voted to initiate formal impeachment proceedings in the House by a large margin. And it's the same thing here. They're going to trigger all these women that say they've been raped, a.k.a. like Kavanaugh, and they're going to trigger all sorts of all these other hundreds of investigations in southern New York and in Chicago and just all Florida, South Florida, where they control the jurisdictions and where they've got blackmail over the prosecutors and sheriffs and prosecutors in federal and state. And so they've got a plan. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed, but they're going to give it one hell of a good run. And I know it's painful for Kavanaugh to have his name brought back up with this. He was totally innocent. But they need to be running ads nationally. There's to be fireside chats and addresses to the nation by the president pointing out how almost all the women came out and said they were threatened to say this, or the fact that they'd been a prostitute, or the fact that they'd been a drug addict, or the fact that they'd been in a mental institution would come out and they'd lose their job. Because the people running Blasey Ford, she's CIA. She's head CIA recruiter at her college. Her whole family's a huge CIA out of D.C. And the most powerful Republican law firm, neocon law firm right there. You look that up. Baker Hostetler. And so they know good and damn well what they're doing. And so then, and these women have said, listen, I got a call, and I got told, they're on record, that if I didn't do this, that they were going to out me. And so other women said they never got the call. They just saw their name in the news. It was totally made up. But then they got calls and said,
We know about this or that. So Trump and others need to be going, look, they did this. Look, they did that. Not just Russiagate. But, hey, remember they lied about Kavanaugh and then made fun of the guy starting to cry up there on the thing. That's not professional. Well, you try having a bunch of people you never met say you raped them. It pisses you off. I mean, this is real, people. And I've gone through it. I'm not a victim here. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this is a damn war. These people planted child porn on us. It blew up in their face. They've done everything else you can imagine. And they're just a pack of crooks. And at some point, people got to say, listen, I don't care how this ends. Okay? You want to bang heads? Let's just get it on. Okay? I just know this, ladies and gentlemen. All these flat jug, soft people out there that think this is all funny, what's going on, all you little leftist followers, you're going to pay for this too if this goes to the next level. You're going to pay either way. But I'm telling you, this is sick. We put up with evil far too long in this country. We come back and finish up how they plan to take Trump out and how we stop him. We can do it. It's up to us, though. You understand? It's up to you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sunday show. Investigative journalist Jacob Ingles is going to be popping in next segment. He'll be joining us quite a bit in the next few weeks with the Roger Stone criminal made-up Russiagate trial. Roger has been gagged, speaking about basically anything political that could be associated with it, with the threatening to put him in jail. How American is that? All the press runs around saying he's guilty, and while someone screamed at him and almost physically assaulted him on the airplane yesterday, flying into D.C. from Florida. So Mr. Ingles will be popping in. Then the last segment, I have something really special. And I'm not playing a special report to get out of here. I was out bullhorning Hillary for 3 hours today. We're going to have all that HD footage for you tomorrow on the weekday show. The crew is still out there. Reportedly got in her face when she left. Just got that call during the break. So this is a lot of wild stuff going on here. But that's coming up. But let me finish up with the plan to take down Trump. They're getting the impeachment going, and they've got all these committees going to incubate these federal and state investigations run by Democrats that are then feeding into Schiff and the committee. Then they meet with the individuals, the so-called whistleblowers and others, and they're lining up a crescendo of lawyers of Trump who are as crooked as the dog's back leg. He's got thousands of lawyers. Every little jurisdiction he's got a business in, he hires a local lawyer. Well, those guys are all being investigated. And so if they didn't pay for taxi cab taxes or they didn't pay for a building permit on their own building, the feds that are Democrat-controlled at many levels come to them in Democrat jurisdictions and say, we're going to put you in prison for 20 years if you don't tell us Trump did something corrupt. Now tell us what he did. Well, Trump never did anything because he knows how corrupt the system is and how famous, rich, independent people who don't have pull with the globalist mafia have people trying to set them up all the time. I'm nothing like Trump is successful with huge businesses and all the things. And I've learned when people think you're successful, they try to set you up and try to get you to commit a crime. And I'm like, literally, don't even speed anymore. I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I follow every law. I always did anyways, but now I'm super neurotic about it. So they're not able to find anything on Trump, and they're freaking out. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to go at him with not paying taxes. They're going to claim when he legally did all these tax things that you're supposed to do or you can't survive. That's the way the loopholes are written. And they're going to go after him for women that he never did anything to. Won't matter if they're known mental patients. Won't matter if they've been openly threatened. And they're going to do that during the whole House fiasco. And they're going to do it again in the Senate trial. So you're going to see it all by Christmas if they stay on their timetable. They're already a little bit behind because the wheels are coming off. And they're getting caught coaching people and not having real hearings and keeping folks out. And the whistleblowers are all scared because they're going to lie against a sitting president and commit massive perjury. And so it may take them longer, but they want him gone before 2020 is on the board, because the optics of removing a sitting popular president who has national polls, 40% of black men say they're voting for Trump, they've never gotten above 12 points in national polls. And those polls are skewed. It's probably higher. So Hispanics, massive support, over 40%, usually for Republicans, like 20%. So they don't know what to do. They need him out now
and they want him gone before 2020 rolls around. And how far away is 2020? It's November 3rd. We're only a year and 3 days, 4 days from the next election. They have said they want him gone by Christmas. So they passed the official initiation on Halloween in your face. For Thanksgiving, they'll have the impeachment. That's the indictment in the House. And they want him gone or ordered to be removed by December. They think he'll blink. They've had all these surrogates on TV saying, if you just go, if you just give up, we'll let you go, Trump. We won't put you in prison. A, he's done nothing wrong. B, they want his head on a pike. They're never backing down. They want to kill the image of Americana, kill the image of populism, kill the image of resistance. Trump has unified this nation like nobody else for those that love America. For those that hate it, he's crystallized who they are. Populism and nationalism is exploding worldwide. The globalists are in panic mode, so they need to get rid of him now. What we need to do is get on a plane and go to Congress and go visit the swing state senators and House members and politely get in their face. You need to go to their meetings they're having in their districts. If your congressperson is good in their district, go give them a pep talk and say get more aggressive and give speeches for the president and against the deep staters saying you want them arrested and they're criminals. Then go find the nearest jurisdiction that has a globalist in it or a swing state person or somebody on the fence, a rhino, and you get in their face at the state level. Locally, you get in their face at the federal level. You call them just aggressively every day a couple of times. You send letters. You call C-SPAN. You get aggressive. This isn't some football game where we got to win for the team colors and we can get to the championship. That's nothing. That is a facsimile of war to make you dissipate your energy on the national religion of football. And I'm not judging you for that, but spend as much time fighting for America in its darkest hour when we got a chance to turn it around that you spend watching football. And believe me, this country will be turned around quickly. If we start having the same passion for our unborn children and our born children and for our sovereignty and for our futures as we've got for these damn simulated combat events they call sports, the new national religion, we will turn this around. But if we don't, it's over. Now we have Mr. Ingles joining us, and I also want to play a few clips when we come back. Getting into Elizabeth Warren and getting into how the chips are going to fall, because it's central to understanding how to beat them. When you see Nancy Pelosi on TV on all these shows saying, we're not socialists, we're not communists, that's our radical wing, we're not going to win if we talk like that, she's trying to make other leftists, A, stop telling people what they really stand for, and B, she's trying to telegraph to people watching, like, oh, that's not really who we are. Now, I know I'm stating something as obvious as the nose on my face. I get that. But she's saying that, and it's even come out in the news, that all the major nightly comedy shows and Saturday Night Live work for the Democrats, get calls from Pelosi, from Schumer, and others, and that they manage what is on the show. And these people watch this and you know, have a power trip because they're so old. They still think national television is dominant, but it's a view into their brain. So when you see her saying that on Face the Nation and Meet the Press, and then you see Saturday Night Live saying Warren's lying to you, we can't afford free health care, that's only to go, oh, even Saturday Night Live, you know, is with us. They don't really want to bankrupt the country. Yes, they want to bankrupt it. Ezekiel Emanuel admitted it in articles he wrote and on Fox News. The plan when they passed Obamacare was to bankrupt the country. When you didn't get free health care, then you demand total nationalization, but run by private companies, and that will bring us down. What foreign armies can't do, this would. Free health care, free housing, cut our energy sources off. Nobody else does. That's how you economically devastate a nation. This is the Fourth World War against the globalists. With the Chi-Coms, everything the Democrats do is batting and pitching for the other team. America was never great. It'll never be great. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's who they are. They're sworn enemies. They know it.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy, and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, "Wow, look at the difference."
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So again, I know I'm stating the super obvious here, but we tend to, well, those of us that are awake and informed and involved, not state the obvious. We tend to move on to all the minutia, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are literally running the so-called entertainment shows because that's where Netflix and Comedy Central and The Daily Show and all those programs, Saturday Night Live, is where they can put their messages. And they admit they run it.
And the writers have come out and say that they consult with the Democrats. I mean, hell, the New York Times has a big article about to organize meme wars against conservatives and how to censor conservatives and block them and how to tell lies better, because the Republicans lie so much, the Democrats have to learn how to lie, and the comments are all like talking about how to tell better lies. What a bunch of sickos saying we're lying as nationalists, as patriots. And so that's their excuse to become better liars and then talk about how they're liars when we're not lying. They play these weird mental gymnastics games. Here's one of the articles. New York Times declares meme war on Trump supporters ahead of 2020. That's an InfoWars.com article, and then it actually links the New York Times article. Hey, guys, I forgot to print the New York Times article. Will you print it for me with the comments? And it's somewhere in the stack, but I sat there like 30 minutes reading probably 100 comments, and it was just, do these people believe what they're saying, or is it an echo chamber where they think they're gaslighting somebody else? Because it was just bizarre. Bizarre. How CNN has a headline, Dresden declares Nazi emergency. And you read the article, there are right-wing groups operating calling for Germany to leave the EU, and there must be Nazis. And they just believe all of this hysteria. But that shows how many people have graduated from college with theater degrees. And most leftists, I've noticed, have theater degrees. I'm not against thespians. I'm just saying it's fantasy land. They're fiction writers. They're wannabe movie stars. And the U.S. makes more media than any other country in the world. And I think these people are believing their own garbage. But here's a few clips, and then we're going to our guest, of even Saturday Night Live coming out. It's a long piece. It's like 10 minutes long. I'm only going to play about a minute of it. Pointing out that Elizabeth Warren is very deceptive and that there isn't such a thing as free health care for everybody. I mean, you can call it free in Venezuela, just nobody can get it. It's free in Cuba, just nobody can get this free thing, because it's like free pots of gold and leprechauns. They don't exist. It's like free pots of gold and unicorns that crap out, you know, diamonds and rubies and emeralds. Listen, they don't exist, folks. But here they are even saying, oh, she's too leftist, this is impossible, because that's the directive from Pelosi saying, let's get away from this. There's the article. Saturday Night Live mocks Elizabeth Warren, $52 trillion Medicare for all plan. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Cut military spending. So immediately dead in the water. Right. Two, Jeff Bezos is going to go from paying no tax to a tax. Yeah, Mr. Bezos, the government is a little like Amazon Prime. You reap the benefits, you got to pay an annual fee, and that's called taxes. And unlike you, we can't just take it out of your debit card without warning. And third, okay, banks. I'm going to tax the banks. Duh. What did you think I was going to do? Hold up a gas station? Come on. They're going to pay for it, and not one penny from the middle class. And all we got to do is convince J.P. Morgan to operate like a nonprofit. Okay, next question. What do we got?
Hi, sorry. I have a follow-up because I'm annoying. You said your plan would cost $20.5 trillion, but other economists have said it could cost $34 trillion.
Right, okay. Let me stop you right there. And we're talking trillions. You know, when the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. There ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. You ready to get red-pilled?
Let's stop there. They then go on. She says, I'll make everything free. And okay, well, on Friday, before this aired, I shot a little 7-minute report that's at man.video that I hope you'll share with people. Elizabeth Warren caught in hoax bigger than Pocahontas, where they claim they can solve the national debt with this calculator. You just put the number in, and it just says it's free. Just magically, here it is.
Boom, national debt! National debt canceled! Oh, my God!
Alex, call Ron Paul. We figured it out.
What you're about to see is so fraudulent. Is so criminal.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. So those are a bunch of the type of reports I want to get to, but I don't have time because I want to get our guest on for this segment and part of the next. I got a few other big stories that I need to hit as well. There's just so much here. Tomorrow will be a definite 4-hour show you don't want to miss. We'll have all the HD footage of Hillary getting confronted coming to Austin, including in her face. It was phenomenal. It just ended a little while ago. I didn't do the first 45 minutes so I could be there until 4, then drive in. Again, Mike Adams did a great job. Now, speaking of a great job, Jacob Ingalls is a investigative reporter in Florida. He's broken a lot of big stories, and he covered what happened to Roger Stone when they raided his house and more. He's friends with Stone. He's been here to visit the Infowars studios with Stone. CentralFloridaPost.com. Jacob Ingalls is publisher of that and contributor to New Dawn Magazine. He's committed to truth journalism at a local level. And he's going to be covering for us on the ground in D.C. the globalist show trial of the century of Roger Stone. The judge even said there's no evidence Russians did any of this, but the jury can't see that. So no evidence of Russian collusion. That's all made up. That's a media hoax. But Roger's being tried for it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard that right. So, Jacob, I know he got accosted quite a bit on his way to D.C. We'll talk about that some, too. But just give people a bird's-eye view of what it's like and what it's like for Roger. He's not allowed to basically say anything.
Yeah, Alex, I've been on the program before, and it's great to be back on InfoWars. What's happening to Roger Stone is an egregious miscarriage of justice. He is someone who has done great things for this nation in electing Republican and conservative presidents over the past 4 decades. And how they are attacking him is disgusting. And what we see in the attacks on Roger Stone are a precursor to what we are going to see in the attacks on every single individual American going forward that supports conservatism, the Constitution, and Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. I mean, they say everywhere. There's famous videos. We ought to find these and air these tomorrow where I'm walking out of a steakhouse. People go, we're going to put you both in prison. And that's really what they want to do to anybody they disagree with.
Well, yes, we got on the plane today going to Washington, D.C., and we had an individual who was saying very disgusting things, very deranged things to Roger Stone when he has his family there, his wife, his daughter. And, you know, I kind of stood up to these people and I said, you know, why are you saying that? It's quite disgusting what you're saying. And they had no explanation. He belongs in jail. He should enjoy jail. He should enjoy prison. Why? Because he disagrees with you politically? That's not America. That is a third world dictatorship.
You're absolutely right. And everywhere Roger goes, people scream and yell and say he's going to go to prison. And I guess now they think they're going to get what they want with this Obama hanging judge.
Well, you know, whatever the judge is going to do, whatever is going to happen in the court case is going to play out in the next couple of weeks. All I know is that there are hundreds of patriots on the ground every day that are going to be there supporting Roger Stone, supporting Donald Trump, supporting alternative media, independent investigative journalism like InfoWars, and that's what we can do. Share the links, spread the word, get on Facebook, get on Twitter if you're still allowed there, if you haven't been banned. For no cause and no reason.
That's right. Remember, you're not supposed to do this. We're all supposed to shut up and roll over and die so they can all take their time setting us up with kangaroo Democrat judges and putting us in prison. We come back, then I want to ask you how Roger's spirits are, how he's doing. But that interview he did exclusively here blew up. I've been trying to twist his arm to come back on. So much more with Jacob Ingalls on the other side with CentralFloridaPost.com. And I'm going to say this. I have not plugged any today, and I need to help out Roger, and it funds our operation. I bought 3,000 of the Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirt, and with InfoWars.com on the back. So it's a different variant of that, 3,000, and that's it. And that proceeds of that, part of them went to fund Roger, who I know has spent everything he's got, had to sell his house, you name it, because of all the persecution and dozens of lawsuits the Democrats filed against him. Folks want people to take action. We have taken action. We've been attacked. We're okay with that. We're just asking you to keep us in the game. Get the shirt at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We
are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the last segment of the Sunday transmission. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live. Roger Stone's trial is about to start this week. Jacob Ingles from the Central Florida Post.com is going to be there covering it. And he'll have ground footage, you name it. He'll be joining us and so much more. Jacob, this article from Gateway Pundit talked to the D.C. police, the Virginia police, talked to others. And it turns out that Roger Stone was in a flight from Florida there, and these people began to scream at them and yell at them. We'll put that article up on screen for TV viewers. And then they had to have a dozen police there waiting for Roger to protect him at the end on the JetBlue flight because people were trying to attack him. I guess none of them got arrested. But let's show the image of the individual that reportedly started all this. I mean, look at the pleasure of how these individuals enjoy
this type of behavior. They do it to me everywhere, even though the deep state and the Chi-Coms that run it are screwing everyone over. These people still feel like they're part of the establishment. They're getting more and more crazed. And as each horrible hoax, the Kavanaugh hoax, the Russiagate hoax, the Trump's the KKK hoax, dead babies, you know, from Mexico hoax, as all these hoaxes fail, they get more rabid, more insane, more crazy. Jacob Engels, where do you think this is going?
Well, Alex, I think we have to look at this in a certain way. These people feel like they're part of an establishment, the deep state, the established media, the established political establishment. And when they have these outbursts and they act outrageously and they are not confronted by law enforcement or patriots, they feel emboldened. So our job as patriots is to get out there and speak our minds and speak freely. And when somebody confronts you in public like that, you stand up to them and you scream back. You point your finger. You stand your ground. And if you don't do that, then you're really just becoming a lemming in the endless war on freedom of speech in this nation right now.
What do you think these bullies think is going to happen? Because with any population, people begin to rebel against this. But Americans' history, particularly, bullying doesn't make us submit. America has been asleep from entertainment, drugs, alcohol, partying. But once they start messing with the average person, they're going to get their head screwed on straight and start politically kicking ass, which is happening. It's happening all over the world. The bullying is not helping them.
No, the bullying is not helping them. It's just a matter of how people react to it. Are they going to react on the first instance, the third instance, the tenth instance? How quickly are they going to stand up and fight for themselves and fight for their country? And that's what we have to look at. And we have to encourage people to sit there and say, no, you do not have to take this crap when you're in the airport, when you're at a movie with your family, when you're at dinner having a good time, when you're at a bar with your friends. You don't have to take crap. You don't have to be called a Nazi. You don't have to be called a disinformation agent. You don't have to be called a Russian. Stand up and fight for yourself.
And by the way, knock on wood, the left has seen all these viral videos. When they confront me, I scream back at them. They don't do it anymore. Because they want it to be a one-way street. It's not. And I've seen Roger stand up to him as well. There's a lot of videos of he and I. I'll actually dig out and play tomorrow because his trial's starting, showing them threatening him and saying, we're going to put you in prison, you effing Russian agent. Well, that whole Russian thing's been disproven. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. Oh, look, there's video of him in D.C. In fact, I guess it came out today. So there's now video showing the leftists with you with them, Jacob. So you're right there with all this happening.
Yeah, Alex, and one thing I want to say is that JetBlue and the airline and the police and the people on the ground at Reagan National Airport did a phenomenal job. As soon as this individual started behaving in a menacing, harassing, and truly deranged way, the pilot, the crew, and everyone on the ground jumped into action. They said, Roger shouldn't be treated like this. Roger is innocent until proven guilty. They did a great job in standing for Stone.
Yeah, I noticed they've got folks with assault rifles, as the left calls them, there for the leftist. Wow. All right, Jacob, well, great job with this, and we appreciate you. And anytime you've got breaking news or video, call us, and we'll get you right on. We'll be watching the Central Florida Post for that coverage that judge hates so much. God bless you. We're still in America. The truth is still out there. People just have to search for it. And when they find it, please spread it. God bless you, my friend.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
One last question. I always say that, then I forgot. How's Roger's spirits? I haven't talked to him in a few days.
Roger is one of the most resilient, confident, compassionate, motivated people that I know. They have put so much on his shoulders. They have put so much on the shoulders of his friends and family. Yet he is standing so tall right now, and he is ready to prove his innocence at trial.
Against overwhelming odds. I mean, it is an uphill battle in the swamp. God bless you. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Alex.
There goes Jacob Engels reporting for InfoWars.com from the Central Florida Post. All right. I'll be taking calls tomorrow. We've got some guests as well. We'll have all the HD footage of the Hillary event in Austin, which was heavily attended. I'd say there was probably 3,000 libtards there. Most events she has maybe have 500, but this one was well attended. And they got bullhorned by yours truly for 3 hours. My son showed up out there bullhorning, and I didn't even know he was going out there. Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson, the rest of the crew. I do not own that beautiful armored vehicle from Dallas, but that's what we use for the Trump rally. So I called the guys and hired them to come down here and run security for us and do that. And that's how we fund our operation, ladies and gentlemen, with the crew and everything we did is you. And we will fight hard for you. We're fighting for ourselves as well. But remember, InfoWarsStore.com or NewsWars.com to spread the articles. But InfoWarsStore.com is where you're going to find all the amazing products. And this is one of the last days. It'll end by Tuesday because I have some new specials, but I got to get them ready and work on them tomorrow. So today and tomorrow are the last days to get the Everything Must Go super sale, 40 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of items will still be on sale, but the general sale will have to end. Because a lot of items are selling out. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off. We've got the new, I almost forgot, it's in now. Trump is innocent shirt. We've got three different variants of those. That is a limited edition, all three versions, and that funds our operation. Except I had them look at the cost of the shirt, what it costs to produce it, and what it costs to ship it, even though we have free shipping right now. It's going to end, like I told you, in a day or two. So it's $15 for the shirt. The shirt costs us $10. It's a really nice fabric, well-printed shirt. Shipping's $5 on average. So that baby's $14.95. That's just one variant. There's three variants, $14.95 at cost, designer shirt. You buy a shirt like this at the mall for $45, discounted maybe $29.95, because those things all mark up their shirts a lot. Well, not us. This is at cost. Trump is innocent, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But let me add a few other things here. If you go to newswars.com, you will see all of the live feed videos and a bunch of photos that have been posted of yours truly, Alex Jones, crashes Hillary event in Austin, Texas, with the armored vehicle, the whole nine yards, plus 25 horrible things that will happen if Trump is removed. That's got the added article by Mike Adams that's so critical. Please go to newswars.com. It doesn't get as censored as much as InfoWars.com, and share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, by word of mouth, in your email, in your text message. Share that article and the videos that are posted there. And there's also the live feed of the show that will be archived in about 5 minutes when we're off. Watch live Alex Jones crashes Hillary event. It's all there, InfoWars.com, newswars.com, band.video. Okay, a few other things I want to get to here. There's a report that I was going to air in the last segment, but it was too important to talk to Jacob, so I didn't. That I did Friday that is on InfoWars at band.video. It's really powerful. You've seen the footage of the Monsanto head lobbyist saying you can drink glyphosate, doesn't hurt you, even though a glass will kill you. And the reporter says, well, here, drink some. He goes, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to drink that. Well, they caught vaccine makers and companies doing the same thing internally. And then they tried to push hoax videos of fake inoculations happening of Hollywood stars and of the Canadian health minister. That's all in this report, showing how it's Monsanto scam level. Absolutely vital to send that to anyone you know that has children, especially because the number of vaccines are going up and up and up, and they're very, very dangerous what they're adding to them. This is a life and death situation. I want to end the show with everybody, when you get on the air or have a chance to speak out, speaking out, Navy SEAL who helped take out al-Baghdadi, Mike Ritlin, was on Fox, and he brought up the fact separately that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, as the coroner has now said. Here's a quick clip of that.
And he can't wait. So thank you and thank Nero for your service. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. If I could I throw a PSA out real quick?
Real quick.
Just the remarkable nature of these dogs and them being highlighted in the news creates a huge demand by people that frankly shouldn't have them. If you see the coverage and you decide I want one of these dogs, either buy a finished trained, fully trained and finished dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Everyone speaking out. They'll never stop us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Now, share the link from NewsWars.com of this live show that's ending now, and spread the word about the live transmissions and all the shows at band.video. Thank you. God bless.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.